Welcome to Left Out on WRCT 88.3 FM. Left Out presents news and opinions from a perspective left out of the mainstream media. I'm Bob Harper.
I'm Danny Slater.
And today's program is co-produced by Molly Meyer and Dan O'Neill. Listeners are welcome to call us at 412-621-9728 or 89728 on campus, or we're also monitoring electronic mail. You can send mail to bob@leftout.info. This brings up a point, which is also that if you wish to listen to previous programs on Left Out or look at our program notes from any previous programs or current program, that's also available on the web at leftout.info. So we have a couple of announcements to start with today. The first is that a reminder to our listeners that our program that Left Out alternates with Rust Belt Radio on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. on WRCT, and we encourage our listeners to listen to Rust Belt Radio on alternate Tuesdays. That would be next week for them, and of course we'll be back as usual in 2 weeks time. The other announcement we wanted to
make... By the way, there are other public affairs programming on WRCT at 6 o'clock.
Throughout the week at 6 p.m.
I don't know the exact schedule right now, but most nights at 6 p.m. there's a program.
So that's worth pointing out. That's good. So this is the public affairs time slot on WRCT, 6 p.m. Good. Thanks. The other announcement we wanted to make is that, as many of you may know or may not know, that Michael Moore, the notorious documentary filmmaker, is making a tour of the U.S. on college campuses, primarily, I think, as part of a Get Out the Vote tour, trying to encourage people to vote at all, and in particular to vote against our fearless leader, George W. Bush. And he will be, in fact, coming to Carnegie Mellon on October the 6th. That's a Wednesday. And he'll be speaking in the Hammerschlag Mall. So that's the grassy area in between Wien Hall and Baker and Porter Halls on the 6th. And should it rain that day, if it's a rain out, it'll be held in the Carnegie Music Hall. But I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say. At the very least, it'll be quite entertaining. And given his notoriety, I think that there will be quite a lot of people there.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
Yes, that'll be good, and it'll be too late to register to vote at that time. So if you if you want to register for this election, I think you have until the
Monday,
4th or something.
Fourth.
So you better do that immediately if you're actually going to.
I'm not completely certain whether you have to file by the 4th or file before the 4th. I don't know the exact semantics of the deadline.
I don't know.
I think to be safe, you should get your voter registration in early, as early as you can, and in any case, no later than Monday, October 4th, or else you will be unable to vote in this election. That also reminds me that ACT, America Coming Together and America Votes, are holding another voter registration drive this weekend, and you're welcome to join. This time will be run from the north side. I don't have the announcement in front of me, but if you go to ACT's website, you can find information about that. Last weekend, a week and a half ago, I went out on a Saturday to do voter registration and canvassing, in this case in Pittsburgh's East End neighborhood, and spent 4 or 5 hours knocking on doors and talking with people. And I can tell you it's a very interesting and in many ways gratifying experience. It also is in some ways a bit depressing experience to do it, but I think it's very worthwhile.
Oh, well, just one other additional comment that I've started working with the Move On group also. Mm-hmm. They're going to be doing canvassing in neighborhoods of voters who they think might not vote, but if they try to encourage them to vote, potential Democratic voters.
I see.
So I'm involved with that project.
And do you know when canvassing, when is the next event, so to speak?
They're trying to train people every day this week, and they're going to start doing it in earnest over the weekend and after that.
I see. So this is not
a registration issue.
Not a registration thing.
This is finding people who are probable Democratic voters if they were to vote.
Yeah, I think this weekend is, of course, because of the deadline. This weekend will be the last for doing voter registration. But we will also be getting people hopefully to come out and vote for Kerry and Edwards.
We have a guest today, and she's already on the line, I believe.
Yes, I am. It's Rita Lewis. How you doing?
Hi.
I'm Danny Slater.
And I'm Bob Harper.
Hi, Danny. Hi, Bob. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you for calling us.
Absolutely.
So, Rita, you are, I've got a little tiny blurb about you here. I'll just introduce you just very briefly.
Okay.
that you're a leader of the you're a leader of the Democratic Leadership Council, former White House political aide to Bill Clinton.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And a bunch of other things. A partner in the law firm. Working on outreach programs focused on minority and women-based, women-owned businesses. I probably left out some of the best things, but one of the topics that we wanted to mention today, and something that you may have a knowledge and some opinions, and is the upcoming debates between.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we wrote down a few quick questions that you may want, and then you can answer them and pontificate or, you know, extemporize whatever you want. So right now, so on Thursday is going to be a debate the topic is going to be foreign policy. Then there's going to be two other debates. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
And what are those dates and topics?
The two other debates, one is going to be in St. Louis, and the other one is going to be in Arizona. And that's going to also be on domestic policy. But the first one is on foreign policy, and then there's going to be one with the vice president in St. Louis with John Edwards and with Vice President Cheney.
Huh. Okay. So then there are actually four if you count the vice president.
Yes, there are four if you count the presidential chair.
Yeah.
They're disclosing the location of Cheney's debate.
Yes, they are.
Oh. Okay. That's surprising.
So, just to be a devil's advocate for a second, the debates are. Often in the past have not been the most informative. I had not had the most useful format. They've been kind of scripted. Questions haven't been that good. The follow-ups have been limited. The fact-checking during or after the debates have been almost non-existent. And I guess my question, or you know, my skepticism, the skeptical position is that, well, why do we care about this? I mean, it's kind of a lame exercise. So maybe you could give us some.
Give our listeners some reasons why they should be listening to the debate.
Well, you know what? I really think that you're going to have some really clear choices and a really tough challenge that Americans are going to be facing. I think we're 35 days out, and one of the things that I believe that's happening in America, and we've seen this with all the debates, is that this is a time when Americans, especially those who are undecided, turn to television to look at the choices that they would have between President Bush wants to take the country these next 4 years, and where John Kerry would want to take this country in the next 4 years. And we believe there's going to be some very defining moments for both candidates.
So, go ahead. Sorry, Bob.
So do you think that the debates are going to be a good forum for us to find out this information?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think America depends on that. I mean, it is a tradition that, and the debate commissions, I mean, have been formalized. Both candidates have submitted their plans on how they want to present themselves to the American public. But more importantly, I mean, it's the issues that we believe are going to be able to come out. And, you know, for as we see it on the Democratic Party side as well as on the John Kerry side, is that this is going to be an opportunity for the senator to really talk directly to the American public about where he wants to lead this country and basically how he would look at issues as the president of the United States in the foreign policy area, as well as any other issues that might come up.
So one of the things that happened, if I recall, the debates in 2000, there were a number of issues that have been, comparisons are being made, you know, problems to watch out for are being pointed out based on what happened in 2000. So one of the things I recall was that Vice President Gore ended up agreeing with Bush in the foreign policy debate very often. And so he lost a great opportunity to somehow distinguish himself or to make that debate have an effect. I assume you don't think that's going to happen this
No,
time.
I don't think that's definitely going to happen. One of the things that I think that we're really excited about around here is that when America looks at John Kerry's plan in terms of how he would address getting us out of the war in Iraq, how he would address securing international support, how he would address implementing a very coherent reconstruction plan that hopefully we think would bring some real benefits to the Iraqi people, that America will then see someone, as in John Kerry, who does have strength and who does have the vision to lead America.
Well, I certainly hope that that's the case. The question is that the format is so scripted that and there's so many constraints. I've been reading a little bit of the agreement. It's practically like reading a legal contract. So it's put you to sleep. But if you read parts of it and get some gist of it, things are so carefully scripted. I mean, I wonder whether whether John Kerry will have the opportunity to distinguish himself and also really to dispute to actually have an actual debate and actually have disputation about what's being said. And I remember certainly in 2000 that, in my opinion, and I think opinion of many people, George W. Bush felt freely to say whatever it is sounded good at the moment, regardless of the truth. And so what is it that's going to hold these guys to any semblance of the facts?
Well, one of the things is that the senator is definitely going into this election. He's not looking at the debates for the American people to talk about style. He really wants to talk about substance.
Good, I agree.
And I think that's really what the American people want. They really want to understand the realities of what's really going on in Iraq. They want to understand the realities of what's going on around the world as it relates to terrorism. They want to understand the realities of how someone like John Kerry and the experience that he has shown as a leader in all of the time that he's spent in the Senate and what he will do. And I think that we're very prepared for him to be putting forth what that vision is going to be for America. And so it's going to give the American people just to really see a major challenge that this is not about style. This is not, there's not anything funny about what's going on in foreign policy. It's very, very serious about where this country should be going in terms of we want to be the continued leader in the world. And I believe that John Kerry is going to be able to do that on Thursday.
Well, I certainly hope that that's the case. You may well know that earlier today, John Edwards was on campus here at Carnegie Mellon, was holding a town hall style meeting in which there was quite a lot of time for question and answers. Actually, I was very impressed with this. He answered questions for I would say the best part of an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite extensive, but these things don't seem to get as much press coverage.
Well, you know what? The bottom line is that they are getting coverage, but, you know, the senator himself, in terms of John Edwards, has really been aggressive. He's out there. He's out in a lot of markets where he's talking about a lot of the national issues. He's talking, you know, directly to the American people, and he's able to do it, you know, without any filtering. And I think that's important.
Okay, but I think Bob's point is that, you know, he doesn't get a lot of media coverage. And I think, you know,
that's the thing. That's
he's
worrisome.
A very powerful campaigner, as we know from his, you know, great performance in the primaries.
And he was brilliant today, and he was very good at addressing his policies directly and openly. I thought he was did a really fine job. But the thing is, it's not on the news.
Well, you know, we can't control what's on the news. All we can do is put our candidates out there. And as you said today, the senator was excellent. I think that message is going to be getting out there. We appreciate people like you who are allowing that message to get out there. And when people can continue to play that back, I mean, it really shows America that there are some choices between what the different candidates have to offer. And when you look at someone like Senator Edwards, who's very strong, very clear, he's able to get his message out. And I think that that's what's going to be important as he moves towards his vice presidential debate.
So I certainly hope that comes off well. I think we'll be watching. I guess I just felt I wanted to complain a little because I felt a bit disappointed that basically some of the best opportunities for Kerry and Edwards were kind of taken away from them with the terms of the so-called debate because they just have no opportunity to, like, they're not supposed to challenge one another on their facts. You know, I mean, it seems ridiculous, but hopefully in the kind of the statements that he makes, they'll have a chance.
Yeah. Well, you know, America is prepared for the truth, and I think that's what the senator has been saying all along about the wrong choices that our opponent has been making. He's going to be able to say that, and there's not going to be a time for, you know, for someone to style. It's going to be an opportunity for, you know, President Bush to explain in detail, you know, what was his decision to rush to war. And so Senator Kerry will be able to address, you know, issues in a very honest and a frank way, and to be able to talk about those issues of how he wants to lay out and offer, you know, concrete plans. And I think that's the way America is going to be able to see two people standing side by side talking about where they want to lead this country. And we believe that when the senator puts forth those issues and has that discussion on Thursday, that it is going to be very substantive, and America is going to be able to show to see that they do have some real choices.
So I wonder if you might want to take the opportunity now to tell us what you think, at least for you. You can certainly feel free to speak personally. What you think are the major issues in the election, and what is it that compels you to vote? I'm guessing you're going to vote for Kerry.
Oh, yes.
To vote for Kerry, and so why don't you tell us what you would see are the main points for you, and what is most important distinguishes the candidates.
You know, one of the main things that really distinguishes the candidate is not only in terms of the leadership, in terms of where I believe that Senator Kerry has the strength to take this country, but also when you look at just basic issues about, who do you trust to have the right decision in their hand, to put the right people on the court that is not going to be trying to block, but to be there to protect issues like Roe versus Wade. That's very important to me. Are we going to have someone in the White House who really is going to really fund the No Child Left Behind? There is no educator that you can ask out there that really believes that this administration has really supported that particular initiative, that reform. And then, of course, affordable health care. That is one of the main issues for someone like myself, because it's not just about me. It's also about your family. And are we really going to be able to have a president that's going to lead an activist, play an activist role in making sure that the 44 million that's uninsured have, decent health care in this country, and also someone who can talk about reducing, the cost of prescription drugs. So those issues are very important to me. And I also it's very important to me to be with someone and to work for someone who really talks about how to really reach beyond themselves and deal with gaining real alliances as we try to continue to keep America safe. And I think in John Kerry and John Edwards, the two of them really will show us that they can really lead this country. And, our slogan here is really one of the things we talk about is, for John Kerry, about, safe at home and respected in the world. And I think that's very, very important. And America has always been respected in the world, and we want a leader like John Kerry who can really understand how to go out and build those alliances and show America that is the direction that we want to continue to go in.
Well, those are certainly all good points. All good points to make. I think I think Danny and I both agree with you heartily on this. Well, thank you for calling in, Danny. Did you have any other questions you wanted to raise?
No, I guess I don't. I guess we have a few other things to talk about. We should thank Rita Lewis for spending time with us today, and good luck, and hope you hear from you again.
Absolutely, Bob. Thank you very much. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back in a little while.